I'm Dalton Barrett for News Radio WGNS, and here are some of the top stories impacting Rutherford County on your Rutherford Roundup for Friday, November the 7th, 2025. A welfare check at the Old Fort Parkway Walmart in Murfreesboro quickly escalated into a major drug investigation and arrest. According to the Murfreesboro Police Department, officers arrived after a woman was reportedly dropped off with all of her belongings, leading to the discovery that the man traveling with her was wanted on felony fugitive warrants out of Wisconsin. Detectives later searched a camper parked in the Walmart parking lot, uncovering approximately 10 pounds of marijuana, methamphetamine, mushrooms, and various drug paraphernalia. The camper's driver was taken into custody and hospitalized for evaluation. Authorities are working to secure additional warrants as the investigation continues. Meanwhile, in Laverne, officials made a significant contribution to public safety by donating a heavy rescue truck to the Churchill Rescue Squad in Hawkins County. Originally purchased in 2018 and placed in reserve status in 2022, the vehicle had been used extensively in Laverne before the board approved transfer. Battalion Chief Patrick Hood expressed pride in the donation, emphasizing that the equipment would now support rope, water, trench, and confined space rescues across East Tennessee. Volunteer squad members including Chief Tin Koo, Deputy Chief Hunter Jones, Lieutenant Elijah Needham, and Rescue Technician Alex Kinney received the vehicle and were grateful for the opportunity. The donation extends the reach of emergency response capabilities, reinforcing the impact of community partnership well beyond Rutherford County. A debate over intellectual freedom and censorship has intensified in Rutherford County, where recent actions by the Rutherford County Library System Board have drawn both local and national attention. During an August board meeting, residents including Josh Walker and Tatiana Silvas voiced strong opposition to book bans. Walker referred to the scientific and historical reality of transgender existence and denounced censorship as part of a, quote, Christian nationalist agenda. Silvas warned against censorship rooted in personal or political views. Their comments followed a July vote by the board to remove Being You, a First Conversation About Gender, from shelves. The book, designed to help adults talk to young children about gender, was taken off shelves after a motion by Susan Quisenberry, seconded by Darnell Thomas. The decision passed by majority vote, despite objections. Critics argue that this set a precedent that could lead to broader censorship and possible legal battles. In Murfreesboro, branches of the Rutherford County Library System, including locations in Smyrna, are temporarily closed in November to comply with new state reporting requirements and implement technology upgrades tied to a $6,000 grant. While officials cited the Tennessee Secretary of State's office in connection with the closures, they emphasized the upgrades would improve access and service. Meanwhile, Marine veteran Gabriel Spires has announced his candidacy for Rutherford County Sheriff. Spires promises a campaign rooted in service and integrity, refusing donations and pledging to uphold constitutional rights and community trust. Quote, "This campaign isn't about politics," said Spires. "It's about service, accountability, and earning the trust of the people I'm honored to serve." Three standout high school football players from Rutherford County have been named semifinalists for the 2025 Tennessee Titans Mr. Football Awards, now in their 41st year. Oakland High School's Craig Tutt and Joel Wyatt were selected as Division I Class 6A, while Sean Burkefer of Providence Christian Academy earned recognition in Division II Class A. The Tennessee Secondary School Athletic Association selects semifinalists based on athletic performance, academic achievement, and character. Tutt's offensive leadership and Wyatt's defensive impact helped power another strong season for the Oakland Patriots. Burkefer, known for his explosive playmaking, stood out in the private school ranks. TSSAA Executive Director Mark Reeves praised the Titans' continued role in supporting student athletics across Tennessee. Meanwhile, in Murfreesboro, Rutherford County Schools has appointed April Sneed as principal of the soon-to-open Poplar Hill Middle School. The school, under construction on Baker Road, is set to open in August of 2026. Sneed, who transformed Whitworth Buchanan Middle School into a nationally acclaimed institution, will begin her new leadership role in January. A longtime resident of the One Mile Lane area, Sneed brings a deep connection to the community and proven track record for academic excellence. Under her leadership, Whitworth Buchanan Middle School earned multiple accolades, including a Blue Ribbon Lighthouse School Award and a Level 5 Student Growth Score throughout her tenure. Rutherford County Schools Director Dr. Jimmy Sullivan highlighted SNEED's success in fostering collaboration and innovation, expressing confidence that she'll build a strong and inclusive culture at Poplar Hill. Murfreesboro families with high-achieving young learners have a unique opportunity ahead as Discovery School prepares to open its application window for the 2026-2027 school year. Beginning December 1, 2025, families will have until January 31st to apply for one of the city's most academically accelerated programs. To assist families with the application process, the school will host three informational sessions. The first, an in-person tour and presentation, is scheduled for Thursday, November 13th at 6 p.m. and includes childcare by reservation. A virtual session will be held on December 11th at 3:30 p.m. and a final in-person event on January 5th at 2:30, which offers families a last opportunity to ask questions. While Tennessee's overall infrastructure investment remains among the lowest in the nation, Murfreesboro is pushing forward with a long-term vision for transportation. A recent 50-state analysis by Twisted Nail ranked Tennessee fourth lowest in per capita infrastructure spending at $938 per resident, well below the national average of $1,361. Still, Murfreesboro continues to invest in road expansion and modernization through its 2040 major transportation plan. The plan is not just a list of projects, but a flexible blueprint for growth that considers future traffic, development, and technology shifts. The city's vision includes preserving corridors for future roads. Factors such as funding, development, timing, and community priorities will guide implementation. Despite broader state trends, Murfreesboro's local leadership is working to stay ahead of demand, ensuring the city's infrastructure supports continued population growth and evolving community needs. That's all for now. For updates on these and many more local news stories, check out our website, WGNSradio.com, or follow us on social media at NewsRadio WGNS on Facebook and X. If you're enjoying the show, be sure to leave a rating or a review on Spotify and iTunes, a comment on YouTube, or share it with a friend. I'm Dalton Barrett for NewsRadio WGNS, part of your Good Neighbor Network, and I'll talk to you later.